This guy's named after Derek Jeter, but he's his own man, Jeter Downs. He's a Colombiano, born in Colombia, raised in Florida. Matt just gave me double middle fingers. This guy is a middle infielder, 20 years old.
It's a good connection here.
They got him in the Yasiel Puig trade. First round pick of those Cincinnati Reds in 2017. Kid out of Miami, one of the top prospects in baseball, and certainly in the Dodgers organization. And now he's in L.A., blowing up on L.A. radio. We apologize for the rain. On the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, it is Jeter Downs, new Dodger. What's cracking? Welcome to L.A., Jeter. How are you?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're very happy to have you. Now, do you like it here? Are you freaked out by it? What are your impressions of the big city so far? We don't have chili like Cincinnati, and we don't have as many DJs and supermodels as Miami.
No, I actually love it. I've been out here a couple of times, so kind of familiar with it a little bit. But some of this weather you guys got going on, I left Miami's weather to come out here to the rain.
It's your fault. It's your fault bringing that Atlantic rain with you.
I got that a couple of times from these guys. They're bugging me with it.
What kind of and did you talk to your teammate Hunter Green with the Dayton Dragons, drafted from out here straight out of high school, someone who came on our show when he was in high school before he went into the draft? Did you talk to him about being in Southern California at all? I know you'll go through the minors and stuff, but like you said, you've been out here a couple times. Did he tell you anything about it here?
So, yeah, Hunter and I, we're really close. He was actually my first roommate over there in Billings, my first rookie year. And no, we didn't really talk much about the area. We just talked about like the whole process and how things have gone and how our careers have shaped. So we really didn't really talk about the area much, but we got in touch and he sent me a text, and he's a really good friend of mine. We became really close with the Reds.
Yeah, he didn't know anything about the area anyway. He's from the San Fernando Valley. Didn't get out much. Jeter Downs is our guest. Dodger prospect extraordinaire. He's 20 years old, and all the Dodger fans already know his name. What was your reaction, first and foremost, Jeter, when you got traded? And, you know, there's worse places to be traded to. And what are the Dodgers telling you as far as the 2019 season goes?
Honestly, it was a crazy, crazy experience, to be honest with you. Like, I fell asleep and my phone happened to be on the undisturbed. So I missed all those calls, like, before the trade happened. So my dad saw the trade on MLB Network, and he woke me up out of my nap, and he was like, "He just got traded." And I was like, "Wait, what?" So me sleeping, I'm thinking I'm dreaming or something. And then I see, like, run across MLB Network. I'm like, "Oh my God, this is really going on." But no, I'm excited. Excited for the new opportunity and to get going here over here with this new organization. Loving it so far. So out here in the stadium and working with the guys and getting used to like the whole new system.
You're working out in LA now, but I would assume probably some time. Who knows? Maybe you make the big league club, but maybe some time in the minors. Have they kind of told you where you're going to be? Are you, you know, what minor league stop you'll start at, or is all of that kind of still to be determined?
Yeah, we haven't really talked about that. We just talked about like the overall plan for me and like what like my goals are for the season and what they expect out of me and like little stuff like that. We really haven't gotten into too much detail. We're supposed to have a meeting soon and to get into all that stuff, but we really haven't touched base on like stops and things like that.
So what are your goals for the season? What'd you tell them?
Oh, I just want to be like a better overall player consistently in every aspect of my game. That I don't want to focus on just one thing. I just want to become better defensively, become a better hitter, become a better base runner, a better teammate, a better just help the team win in whatever form I can. I don't want to like just limit myself to getting better on one thing and then falling behind on others. So that's kind of my mindset going into the season.
Now, Colombia, Jeter, we think about, you know, Shakira and Cola Champagne, you know, and different things like that, the South American stuff. But
Valderrama, wasn't that the soccer player's name?
Maybe. Is it? Tell us overall, have you found any? I mean, Puig wasted no time finding all the Cuban stuff in L.A., and L.A. is a big city. Have you found any Colombian stuff in L.A.? I don't know if there is.
Well, honestly, I flew in yesterday, so I really haven't.
Oh, you got to keep your head on a swivel.
I haven't had much time to explore, but I'm pretty sure we'll find something to do out here.
We love the minor leagues. We support the Rancho Kook Quakes right up the road here, the Dodgers organization.
Oh, very much so.
Can you, and I don't know if you guys pay any attention to it, but when you're with those Dayton Dragons or when you hit the road, can you remember any just wacky minor league baseball park promotions that stuck out to you?
Honestly, I remember one, yes, but it was actually my rookie year. It was in, what was it, Arizona, I think it was.
Okay.
Arizona affiliate, Missoula Offspring. And, like, in the seventh inning, they have this, like, the peanut chant or something like that.
Okay.
And literally the whole inning, everybody's just chanting peanuts, and the announcers, like, spelling peanuts out, and, like, they're just going nuts the whole inning. Like, and if they score a run, like, everybody gets free peanuts. I don't know. It was pretty different.
Okay.
Wow.
People get excited for free
stuff. People in America go insane, even if it's just a sorry-ass peanut. I mean, people get pretty geeked up. Cheater.
It was pretty crazy, though, like, how loud they got over peanuts. And
right.
It was literally the whole inning. Just chanting peanuts, and every single soul in the building.
When do you see him do the wave at Dodger Stadium? It's going to freak you out. We really appreciate you joining us. You're a great young man, and you have a great future, and we wish you the best. Stay healthy, and we'll see you in Camelback Ranch.
Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate you guys having me.